Today is another great day. I trust God that today we are going to give a little bit understanding to one of the prime core of the definition of who we are. And this is going to be defined in keeping to the operation of the purpose of God in keeping to our life. I want to appreciate the set man of spiritual growth pathways who happen to be Pastor Solomon Uba. It is a great privilege to be here. Within the few time that I have with you guys, I'm going to give you a little understanding to what is purpose, and also further look at how to be able to fulfill your purpose as a believer upon the face of the earth, as well as the benefit of purpose. It is true that whether we like it or not, we are not some accidental discharge upon the face of the earth. Each and every one of us is accurately and tentatively placed by God upon the face of the earth for a particular well-defined purpose. And this fine expression in diverse ways, in diverse manifestation, many in themselves never come to the point of that realization, as such live their lives and die without fulfilling their prime call and purpose upon the face of the earth. What a tragedy it is for a man to live and die without actually actualizing the call of God upon his life, without getting to realize the purpose of God in keeping to his life. I believe that each and every one has a prime defined call of God. Each and every one has a well-defined purpose upon which he is upon the face of the earth. And it is the desire of God that every mankind come to that realization and function effectively well in keeping to that definition. I needed to be able to pay key attention to what I will be speaking today, trusting God to give you an understanding for you to be able to advance. Purpose is that which everyone is called to do specifically upon the earth. The purpose of a believer gives expression to his destiny. And destiny in itself is the predetermined counsel of God in keeping to the life of anyone as seen in the will of God. You must understand that a man can never fulfill his purpose if he does not find the definition of who he is in God. And destiny itself will be a mirage if purpose is not understood. Many people try to fulfill destiny without having an understanding of their purpose in life. Purpose itself is a precursor for the understanding of your destiny. Destiny is a wide scope that only an understanding of purpose can give you a better perspective to define the counsel of God in keeping to who you are. That understanding will give you a better lamplight to know what is your destiny upon the face of the earth, and destiny being a journey of discovery for you to fully discover and function effectively well. If you go with me to the book of Proverbs 15:22, the Bible said, "Without counsel, purpose are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." That is to let us understand that what you call purpose is yielding to a counsel, then aligning to that counsel give you the right to walk according to a pathway that leads you to destiny. That is to let you understand that every man that does not come into alignment with a well-defined counsel, it is impossible for him to actually walk in purpose. The purpose of a man is defined according to the counsel of God. The counsel of God is what defines a man's life, which gives him a pathway wherewith he journey into destiny. So when you talk about the counsel of God is the divine predestination of God hidden in his will, which is the word of God, that a man come to discover, unravel that as a mystery, then walk according to that. Everyone that you see today that walk in any kind of thing you call purpose is a man that align himself to a kind of counsel spoken by men, spoken by wise men, as well as understood through the writings of the scriptures, then begin to walk according to that pathway. Then He's now established upon the face of the earth. If you go with me to the book of Proverbs 20:18, the Bible says, in every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice you must make war. Life itself seems to be a battleground where with a lot of warfare continue to go. And if you can be able to understand that in warfare, strategic and intelligence is what rule. Whosoever has a superior intelligence and strategy rule and win the warfare. Whether you like it or not, there is a warfare going on right now. It's the warfare of intelligence, warfare of wisdom. And this has to be done by counsel. And that is why the counsel of the Lord is that which supersede the counsel of man, and the wisdom of God is that will supersede the wisdom of man. So you must understand that in keeping to purpose, the only thing that can make purpose fulfilled is when a man aligns to a counsel. Counsel is actually the key prime core in understanding your purpose in life. And the Bible says, without good counsel, without good advice, you should make war. When you begin to make war in life, one of the things that grant you advantage is the advice you have. And advice itself is actually that which was spoken as a counsel to a man, and the counsel is actually the spoken word of God given to a man. And it's impossible for a man to actually receive a counsel if it does not come from a counsel. The counsel wherewith a counsel come from is actually the quorum of an assembly where an inspiration of wisdom come from. A counsel speak about a representative quorum wherewith legislation is passed. The legislative counsel of God come from a council in heaven. And that council in heaven is what a man is required to align to so that he can hear the counsel of God. And until you understand the counsel of God, you will not walk according to the divine counsel of the Lord. And that is to let you understand that it's important for the advice upon which you thrive within life to be divine. And without divine advice, without divine counsel, it is impossible for you to walk in the purpose of God. What make men walk in devastation, walk in darkness, is because of the counsel they receive. The counsel they receive in keeping to darkness make them walk according to the pathways of darkness, leading them to a destination that is doom. The counsel of light that men receive make them walk according to a pathway of light, leading them to a destination of light. So you must understand that your destiny is actually at the prime definition and prime calling of a counsel. And whether you like it or not, as long as you do not yield to the advice or the counsel that come from divinity, it is impossible for you to actually function appropriately in alignment with divinity. If actually you are following me and my counsel mean nothing to you, it is impossible for you to be able to understand what I'm communicating. Every company, every organization run by a well-defined counsel, a well-defined laws, a well-defined legislation, a well-defined pattern. This pattern actually come as an advice, come as a law, come as a counsel, spoken from a council. The gathering of a council release a counsel which must be abide to achieve a set determined goal, a set determined ambition, a set determined assignment, a set determined objective. The objectivity of God and the purpose of God can only be achieved in the life of a man that aligns to the counsel of God. Ecclesiastes 3:1 speaking said, to everything upon the face of the earth there is a season, and there is a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up. And that which to pluck up that which is planted, and a time to kill, and a time to heal. What I need you to understand according to this scripture is that to let us understand that God does nothing for fun. The anointing and the calling of God upon the life of a believer is not for fun. There is a well-defined purpose that God has in keeping to the intention where he encounter men, in keeping to the intention why he give men visions, why he give men dreams. Because in keeping to the operations of times and season, every season has its own kind of definition. When it is rainy season, it's because there is a purpose of the earth needed to actually be watered so that plants can grow. When it's dry season, there is a well-defined purpose for dry season. There is a well-defined purpose in keeping to timing that is available upon the face of the earth. Everything that God established upon the face of the earth has a well-defined timing and a season. Whether you like it or not, you don't have to pray for a season. You don't have to pray for a time. It will come. Why? Because God has orchestrated to be such as upon the face of the earth. The laws and the patterns of God has made it in such a way that everything regulates itself according to the patterns of God. Speaking to the prophet Jeremiah, the Bible speaking say, before you were born, Before you were conceived, I knew you, and I have ordained you to be a prophet according to the definition of God. Before Jeremiah was born upon the face of the earth, there was a predetermined counsel of the Lord that God has already imputed upon him, that this one become a prophet. And it does not matter whatsoever Jeremiah did, that calling of the prophetic was hidden inside of him, and it must find expression. The purpose of a man is that which is hidden in the man as a DNA that is yet to find expression. And until a man come to that level of discovery, that will actually die in him without finding full actualization. And whether you like it or not, a seed will always remain a seed until rainy season come. When rainy season come, a seed actually become an infrastructure that give birth to possibilities. I want you to understand that the power of a seed is in its season. When the season of rain come, a seed receive potential, a seed receive capacity to be able to give birth. A child, a sperm or an egg become important. It becomes null and void until it is fertilized. When fertilization comes, suddenly a manifestation of the reason wherewith it is embedded within begin to find expression. You must understand that whatsoever God has placed in time has a season, has a well-defined timing, and also have a well-defined purpose. Whether you like it or not, it is the intention of God to give birth to things in times and season. The same way that you don't give birth to a child today and he become a mature grown-up today. No, there is a required time required for him to actually come to maturity. Whether you like it or not, there is a time of life apportioned for the manifestation of everything upon the face of the earth. But nevertheless, purpose in itself can actually be truncated. The purpose can actually be truncated because the revealing of the purpose of a man is a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Until men come to the full manifestation of the purpose of that which is hidden within them, there can never be the advancement of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. Every architectural design patterns of God is hidden in men, and that is why men are seed of creation. The entire creation run upon the template of man. God hides his nature, his patterns, his character, his every dimension of God are hidden in men. Men are like the seed that require seasons and time so that they can be able to find expression upon the face of the earth. Whether you like it or not, you are giving expression upon the face of the earth at this moment, at this time. Why? Because a seed was planted in time by God. And you are the seed of royal of the Lord. You must understand that yes, you are the sons of men, you are also the sons of God. Yes, you may be given birth to by your father and your mother, but far beyond your father and mother, there is a divine DNA hidden inside of you, which is of God, that requires a kind of season, a kind of time for you to find expression. And the prime call of the definition of the calling of God upon your life can only find expression when you utilize seasons and time upon the face of the earth. The purpose of a man will always become a mirage if the utilization of the counsel of God is not there. Every man you see today that even die miserably, die with a purpose in him, they ask a wise man, what is the richest place upon the face of the earth? Well, he says the graveyard. Why? Because it is the graveyard that you find people that were destined to be governors that never became governors. It is in the graveyard that you find people that were destined to be business moguls that never became business moguls. It is in the graveyard that you find people that have hidden potentials, hidden talent, hidden abilities, hidden purpose that never come to realization. Why? Because the devil is actually a merchandise. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. One of the prime definitions of the devil is his ability to steal the destiny of man. But how did he do that? He did that by underutilizing the purpose of man. Because when men cannot fulfill their purpose, they can never be able to actualize their destiny. Destiny is a wide span. It's a wide span of a journey. Your destiny does not end in time. Your destiny continues even in eternity. And that is why whatever you do here upon the face of the earth will also be accountable unto you in eternity. That's let you understand that your destination does not end here. No. But the purpose of a man can be summed upon the face of the earth. The purpose of a man is time-based. And that's what the scripture said. In time, upon the face of the earth, there is a time, there is a purpose, and there is a season in keeping to whatever a man do. So you must understand that it is possible for a man not to fulfill his purpose upon the face of the earth because the devil came and actually underutilized that ability. There are so many people today, highly talented, highly gifted, but they never do anything with that which God has put upon them. It's actually an attack. It's their inability to understand how to be able to walk in purpose and utilize that. And that is why many men today could never become relevant in the body of Christ and even in life, because they could never be able to discern what are they truly born to fulfill and what do they have to contribute to the body of Christ in keeping to the operations of the kingdom. The concept I need to introduce to you right now is because The devil has always been a harbinger of bad news. The devil will not sit down and clap for you that you will fulfill your purpose and destiny in life. No. And that is why for you to truly be able to understand your purpose in God, you must return back to the original defined template where which you are born. Everything created by a manufacturer has a well-defined manual, including you as a human being. A human being is the highest intelligence of God. The highest intelligence of God is to create someone like him. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, that they may actually act like us and walk like us and function like us. The intention of God and the purpose of every man is only defined according to a template of God. Many years ago, we have been lied to that you find your purpose by actually discovering your passion. I have seen people with terrible passion. It is impossible for you to understand your purpose in keeping to passion. Passions are things we develop over time. When the prime core definition of who God is not understood by you, you can never be able to fulfill your purpose upon the face of the earth. And destiny will be far away from you. Destiny will be a journey you can never be able to reach. I need you to understand that one of the easiest way a man can truly be able to know what is his purpose is, first of all, by journeying to God. Everything that is created by the manufacturer actually can only be understood by the manufacturer. And that is why anytime your phone has problem, if it is a Tecno phone, return it to Tecno phone, they will understand it better. If it is an iPhone, return it to iPhone company, they will understand it better. I need you to understand that the only personality that have the manual in keeping to your life right now is God. And everything that looks adumbrated in your life, everything that looks like decadence in your life right now is not according to the blueprint, defined pattern of God. The purpose of a man is looking into the mirror image of what God is. And that's what the scripture said. As we behold him in a mirror like in a glass, we are transformed into that is glory, into that is image, from glory to glory. The only thing that can make a man know and understand his purpose is when he behold his creator like in a mirror in a glass. You must understand that the mirror image of how God sees us is actually the mirror image of how we can see ourselves. But many more times, because of the ability of the devil to steal, kill, and destroy, he has adumbrated everything that look like us in the body of Christ. As such, when we look at ourselves, we see a wrong identity of who we are, and everything in keeping to the manual of our operation is not in view. What the devil did in the Garden of Eden was to just truncate the purpose of God in keeping to Adam and Eve. And the journey into destiny became a disadvantage. It became a mirage. Destiny became impossible when their purpose was truncated. Adam and Eve actually lost the prime purpose that God has put them upon the Garden of Eden. As a result of that, what we saw was that their destiny, their journey into destiny, was actually truncated. And God himself was the one that hindered their advantage, hindered their journey. He took away everything that made them advantageous in the kingdom. And they became beggarly people needing his own help. Mind you, initially it was not so. So the true purpose of a thing is the reason why God created the thing. And the only way you can understand is when you return back to the manual. One of the only way a man can understand himself is when you return back to God. When you understand God, you cannot begin to understand yourself. Because when you know God, God will reveal who you are to you. And by the time he reveals who you are to you, now you cannot be able to understand who you are. When you not understand who you are, you will not be able to understand what you ought to do. Many people are trying to discover their purpose, understanding a passion. Your passion may be things you develop over time. I have seen people that their passion is stealing. Other people, their passion is pornography. Other people, their passion is lying. Other people, their passion are things that does not contain God. So it is impossible for your passion to be the prime definition of how to know your calling. No, you don't even know yourself. Your father don't even know you. Your mother don't even know you. Your best friend don't even know you. Who you truly are can only be defined according to the template of the Lord. And the only way you can understand your purpose in God is when you join into God. That is why the day you begin to return back to your first love, when you begin to return back to the Lord, you begin to realize that your name is not Eunice. Your name is not Solomon. Your name is nothing anybody told you in your school. If you are made you that may be studying chemistry right now, you will discover beyond chemistry, there is another dimension of who you are that you don't even know. Beyond your nursing, beyond your medicine, beyond your biology, beyond your social science, you now discover that there is certain things about you that even you never know about. So with those definitions of those realities of God in keeping to your life, you cannot be able to understand who you are. Because right now we are striving for survival, but we must understand that in keeping to kingdom operation, what God intends to give us is the blueprint manual for our survival. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve has a purpose. Mind you, At that time, there was not an institution in place. At that time, there was not marriage instituted. At that time, there was nothing that looks like the survival of the fittest. The ability to look for money was not there. Dollar was not invented there. No currency for transaction there, but there was a purpose in view for them in the Garden of Eden. What was their purpose? They were actually supposed to ensure that the frontiers of the kingdom is expanded, that they guard the garden, they tend the garden, they build the garden, they ensure that everywhere looked like Eden. But when the devil came as an harbinger of bad news, he truncated that. And their journey into a destination in God became a mirage. I need you to understand that taking away everything in your life right now that looks like an advantage, it will become a disadvantage if the Lord God is not in view. The purpose of a man is only understood when a man journeys into God. So first of all, for you to truly be able to understand who you are, you must join in the place of prayer. When you begin to pray, you break through all the shackles of darkness. You break through all the limitations of darkness. You break through all the walls and the barriers that demonic spirit has put to ensure that you do not see according to the mirror image of the Lord. Then you cannot begin to encounter the Lord. When you begin to encounter the Lord, He begins to reveal to you who you are. That begins to define your purpose, because your purpose chooses you. You don't choose your purpose. Before you are born, before you are conceived, there is a definition. If you don't understand that definition, you will walk like Saul, killing Christians when you are supposed to preserve Christians. You will walk like Rahab as a prostitute when you are supposed to actually be part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. You will walk as Mary Magdalene with many demons when you are supposed to be part of the support system of Jesus Christ. You must understand that your purpose is actually not defined by how much more you can fish like Peter. No, it's defined by how much more you can become a fisher of men. So the only way for them to So your purpose can truly help you to achieve your destiny in God. Where then do your career come into view? Your career is what are the things you call your passion. Your passion does not define your purpose. You can choose a career in keeping to your passion. And what determines the choice of your career most times is your skills. Your skills. Because a passion will help you develop a skill. And when that skill is developed, you can build a career from it. And mind you, that also have to serve the purpose of God. Anytime a man needs to understand his purpose, he must first of all understand that if God is not in view in anything he do, it's a waste of time. To everything upon the face of the earth, there is a time, there is a season, there is a purpose. You must understand that upon the face of the earth, everything serves a purpose. My phone right now is serving a purpose. My laptop is serving a purpose. My Bible is serving a purpose. Your microphone is serving a purpose. Your keyboard is serving a purpose. Your shoe is serving a purpose. Your clothes is having a purpose. Everything in your life is having a purpose, excluding you. You are the only one that do not know the purpose for why you are born. Your club know it has to cover you. Your Bible know it have to write. Everything you have, your slippers, your shoe knows it has. There is a purpose it serves. Only you do not know your purpose. And mind you, how do those things actually serve their purpose? Because the manufacturer told you it's for covering of the body. The manufacturer told you it's for writing. The manufacturer told you it's for this. But have you cared to find out who actually manufactured you? What do the person intended for you? Everyone upon the face of the earth, his number one purpose is to represent the Lord. Number one. Everyone upon the face of the earth, we were conceived. We are seed of eternity, born into time, concealed in the heart of the Father, released upon the face of the earth to express the love of the Father upon creation. And the first definition of our purpose is to ensure that the Father is represented, that among us he can find his true sons. So you must understand that everything serves a purpose excluding you. So until you come to a point of understanding who you are in Christ Jesus, it's a waste of time. Your career does not define you. Your career are things you can pick up. I can decide today to learn anything. It doesn't have to be my purpose. It can be a gateway, a pathway for me to be able to actualize purpose, then journey into destiny. But a career is not truly what defines you. That is why somebody can finish studying MBBS and go and work in a bank. That is a career. Somebody can finish studying mass communication and go and work in the laboratory. Somebody can finish studying. Many people that are working today, they're not working according to what they study in school. It's a career, it's a skill they pick up. They can develop a skill any day and it can be to an advantage. But mind you, they can still be successful in those career, in those skills, and still not fulfill their purpose, because purpose is the blueprint, the definition of who you are according to the mirror image of the Lord. And that is why you must understand that your choice of careers, your choice of skill has to be something that can advance the cause of the gospel. If it doesn't advance the cause of the gospel, it's a waste of time. According to scripture, to everything upon the face of the earth, there is a time, season, and a purpose. And that's to let you understand that it is possible for a man to actually influence the operation of his purpose in time. What I mean by this is this. It is true that the devil can actually change the code of operation of men and ensure that you walk according to a wrong template. But also, it is given to a man to reach into heavens and from the manuscript of heaven to recorrect and reorder again. Every product can be changed by the manufacturer. When they take it to the laboratory, they can change it again or upgrade it or re-engineer it. The same way, most of us walk in a wrong identity of who we are. We can return back to the fountain of life. We can return back to heavens and change the operation in keeping to our purpose, and it will find definition upon the face of the earth. You don't change it upon the face of the earth. Changing your career, changing your skill will never make you change your purpose. No, it will remain the way it is. You have to reach out to the fountain of life. Reach out to him who is your savior. To him, he will order your step again. We must understand that the realm of the spirit rules the earth. We must understand that the heavens rule the earth. As a result of that, whatsoever thing we enforce there will be enforced here. According to the law of time and chance, whether you like it or not, everyone is given the chance and the privilege to give expression to his purpose upon the face of the earth. No matter how we do, we must understand that we have to be perpetual in our development of understanding of who God is. We have to be consistent in discovering of who we are. We have to be able to ensure that our purpose has to find expression from the blueprint of who God is. Everything you do today that does not advance the kingdom is a waste of time. It has nothing to do with the purpose of God. It advances your ego. It advances your pride. How does God benefit from what you do is what we call the purpose of God. Because the purpose is not what you pluck from the mango tree. The purpose is not what somebody tell you. No, it's the true burden of God hidden upon your soul. Anytime you finish what you are doing, you come back from an office, they give you a paycheck of 1 million naira. When you go back to the house, you begin to cry again. Why? Because now you discover there are many things you are supposed to do you did not do. You now discover that your career, your skill bring you much money, but yet you are not fulfilled. Yet you cannot find fulfillment. You cannot find joy because what you are truly called to do, you did not do it. As a result of that, you may even leave a rich man, die a poor man, and go to hell a poor man. You must always be able to understand that the rich man upon the face of the earth was celebrated by everyone. Lazarus looked like a poor man, but upon the face of the heaven, he was actually a man that walked in purpose, and he was able to receive a crown that no man can buy with money. Here is the dual purpose of a man upon the face of the earth. I believe that everyone upon the face of the earth has a dual purpose. Whether you like it or not, all of us are called to represent God. One of the only purpose, one of the only reason why God created you and me is to represent him. Every creation serves the purpose of the creator. Every creation, everything upon the face of the earth, I told you, serve a purpose. Your mattress was created to serve a purpose. Your phone, your everything. One of the prime reasons, according to the definition of God, why you are created is to represent him. To love him, to serve him. How you do it may differ, but it is the same. Whether you are old, whether you are young, it does not matter the mountain of influence you are sent to. Whether you are sent to politics, whether you are sent to government, whether you are sent to commerce, whether you are sent to entertainment, whether you are sent to family life, whether you are sent to, it does not matter the mountain of influence you are sent to. Number one is to represent the Lord. There is no beauty the kingdom of God get if you are a senator receiving billions of naira and yet you are an armed robber by a thief. It does not glorify the kingdom of God. There is no beauty the kingdom of God will get. You are a lecturer that sent to the educational sector. All what you do is to sleep with ladies there. There is no beauty. You are not different from the devil. There is no beauty the kingdom of God will get if you are a pastor and yet you merchandise people. You take advantage of people. You are not serving the purpose of God. You are serving the Bible says you are serving Satan, your father. Whether you like it or not, no matter the mountain of influence you are called to, your first purpose is to represent Jesus. If you are called into the mountain of art and entertainment and your fashion design bring more people to hell, it's better you close it. If you are called into business and you merchandise, you steal, you lie, you compromise just so that you can make more money, you are not serving the purpose of God. You are serving your own ambition. At the tail end, you will be judged according to the measuring rate of God. You must understand that the angels that measure do not make mistake. You can be number, way, and measure. Many take you for see. The reason why we must understand that our purpose is key is because you can manifest everything, do everything in the kingdom, and yet perish at the tail end. Because when at the tail end they are read, you will be found wanted. Why? Because you did not fulfill the prime definition. You were poor in your representation of God. Every mountain of influence you are called to is never supposed to swallow you. You are supposed to swallow it. And the only way the mountain will never swallow you, it does not matter whatever mountain you are called to. Many people told me they are calling to finance and they don't have to pray. Well, you can never be a good kingdom financier if you don't truly know the Lord. If you cannot represent the Lord, there is a waste of time. We don't need your money that you steal. No. If you cannot truly be a true ambassador of Christ where you are, you are not serving the purpose of God. Your pastor may be serving, you have failed the kingdom. And because you have failed the kingdom, many people may not even want to know the Lord because of the way you live there. So you must understand that even you that are called to other mountain of influence need more work. Because it is in your place where the compromise come. Somebody may be called into the mountain of influence of ministry, and it's in the church. Every person there may be born again, but you are called into the mountain influence of fashion, and everybody there dance to a willow. Everybody there dance to a Kana song. How you will survive there? You will need God more than us. You must understand that whatever mountain of influence you are called onto, you are supposed to represent the Lord. And it is impossible for you to represent the Lord there if you don't know Him effectively well. So your prime purpose, number one, is to serve the Lord. You don't lose your soul serving the Lord. No, you must ensure that your soul is safe in fulfilling your purpose. You see, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The way the devil do is to ensure that you prosper and your soul will not prosper. The way the devil does is to ensure that you suffer in life if you don't want to align to him, and you prosper, then your soul will suffer later. So you have to be able to choose. The only way to choose is to ensure that you turn to God, because it is only God that can be able to let you prosper in your soul and prosper also physically. So your number one purpose is to serve the Lord wherever you are. The number two purpose is to serve humanity. Everyone is supposed to serve God. When you serve the Lord, you gain relevance in heaven. When you serve humanity, you gain relevance upon the face of the earth. There are a lot of people today that are praying and fasting. Yes, the Lord will favor them. They will gain relevance in heaven, but they forget their number two purpose, which is to serve humanity. Everything that God came and do upon the face of the earth is for humanity. If not, God will remain in heaven. Your prayer and fasting and everything serve the purpose of the kingdom in heaven. But whatsoever you do upon the face of the earth, bringing this thing up, that's what the Bible said, whatsoever you see done in heaven, you have to do it upon the face of the earth. Purpose is fulfilled upon the earth. Destiny is fulfilled on earth and in heaven. Your purpose, your career, all of this thing, we don't need in heaven. We don't need your power. We don't need your anointing. We don't need your talent. We don't need anything that you have right now in heaven. We need it upon the face of the earth. So you must understand that everything you do, your journey into heaven, is to give you the strength, to give you the relevance, so that you can be approved of God. And support system given unto you, architectural support system, impartations, wisdom, and all kinds of power is released upon you so that you can serve humanity. In your service of humanity, wisdom is given to you for invention. Wisdom is given for you for innovation. Whether you like it or not, there are things that pertain to God. There are things that pertain to life. There are things that pertain to godliness. There are things that pertain to life. In keeping to the operation of the purpose of a man, you must be able to ensure that you serve God. It gives you relevance in heaven. You serve mankind. It gives you relevance upon the face of the earth. You are not important to the kingdom of God if you are not relevant upon the face of the earth. There are many believers today that all what they know is prayer and fasting and studying and loving the Lord. Yes, it is true. They do this, they will gain favor with God. But if it is truly God you are serving, God will refer you back to the earth. Because whatsoever you have, we don't need it in heaven. We need it upon the face of the earth. It is upon the earth that we need sons of light. That's why the Bible calls us sons of light. Why? Because there is darkness upon the face of the earth. You, as the sons of light, you are supposed to shine in light. The Bible says light shine in light. Light shine in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. We are the hope of the world. We are the hope of the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because God intends to colonize the earth, but he does that through me and you. God must have stopped creating, but creation is still continuing with the agency of you and I. It is not God that created the mobile phone you are using. It is not God that created the laptop you are using. It's not God that created anything upon the face of the earth. Everything upon the earth is created by men. Everything that was created by God has stopped. What you saw created before was what God did. God created man, created trees, created everything. That's why what we do right now is discovery. It's left for you and I to be able to come to a point where we continue what God is doing. Creation right now is continuing with the agency of man. You must understand that the next time you see an invention is not God, it's a man. Men who have been made God. So it is the intention of God to ensure that as you serve humanity through his own influence, you can become a CEO that is righteous. You can become a managing director that is righteous. You can become an entrepreneur that is righteous. You can be able to ensure that you make the universe a better place. So you have to ask yourself this question. Who are you? Who are you truly? Are you just here to live and die? Are you just here to come and live and eat and die? Marry and die? Well, that is good. But I assure you, in heaven, nobody will care to know who is your wife. In heaven, nobody will care to know your status. In heaven, nobody cares to know. Whatever you do today benefits men upon the face of the earth, then advance the cause of the gospel. You must understand that we need believers that can actually be creative. We need believers that can be innovative. How is that possible? What will you be remembered for? When we call the names of great men today, what comes into your mind? When I say Oyedepo, when I say Dangote, when I say Kumuyi, when I say Joshua Salman, when I say Adam Elsaye, when I call anybody name that you presume to be great, when I say Dr. Olukoya, when I say Kenny Copeland, when I call anybody name, what comes into your mind? Something comes into your mind. Even the Kana people, when I call their name, something will come into your mind. When I say Boko Haram, when I say Nnamdi Kanu, when I say Biafra, if I say Indomie, if I say Coca-Cola, everything I call, something comes into your mind. But when I call your name, what comes to your mind? Nothing. That's to let you understand, you have not come to the point to begin to serve a purpose upon the face of the earth. You might have been effective serving the Lord, but you have not yet begin to serve mankind. Everyone today that you see them walking in purpose, joining to destiny, are serving humanity. As much as they serve God, they are serving humanity. If you truly serve the Lord, God will point you to men, because the prime call of creation is mankind. Let us make man. It is not animals, it's not tree, it's not anything, it's let us make man. And you are called to serve the purpose of God, advancing the kingdom via men. God will partner with you to make the world a better place. And that is what I call the key of greatness. One of the greatest key of greatness is to serve God and serve humanity. And this is the purpose why me and you are born. Whatsoever sphere you find yourself, strive to become relevant. And one of the easiest ways for you to strive to become relevant is to serve God and what? Serve humanity. What is your purpose? Your purpose is all the encounters, the visions, the dreams, and everything God is showing you. Everything God is showing you in your dreams, in your encounter, is who you are. If the Lord says you become the governor of your state, it's true. It exists in the realm of the spirit. If God says you will cast out devil, it's true. If God says you will heal the sick, it's true. If God says you will sing that song, it's true. If God says you will go to China, it's true. But do you believe it? Who are you? You don't know, and you don't even care to know. because you don't think it's necessary for you to return back to God. Everything you develop as a skill, as a career, will fail you if you don't know who you are in God. It will still create a very big vacuum in you that need to be occupied. Only God can tell you who you are. And that is why you must journey into God to truly understand who you are. Your Pope can only be understood by that definition.